I have no show.
Uh-huh.
I think we get to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Maybe.
Is that what you want to talk about? Fabulous? I'll tell you why.
I want to talk about all the reasons why you love me.
Okay, we'll get on to that right away after I tell everybody. Ghostly Talk, of course, is a weekly internet and now terrestrial radio show done from the Haunted Warren Winery in Haunted Warren, Haunted Michigan.
Now the whole state's haunted?
Everything's haunted today.
That's awesome.
And we are broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're also in broadcast in, it's not repetition, but... You know, we're broadcast not live. We're rebroadcast. That's what it is. We're rebroadcast on affiliates all over the country and the world. Affiliates, well, some of these are live and some of these are rebroadcasters. Great affiliates such as, of course, Pioneer Radio. That's the home of Ghostly Talk at pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net. Omnisound Radio at omnisoundradio1.net. I'm pretty sure. Nevertheless, their link is, of course, on our homepage. Omnisound rocks. Everybody picks up the Omnisound feed.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's totally cool. Of course, Radio New York International has been with us since just shortly after day one. KWTF The Edge, that's home of the Classic Metal Show. Riff Raff Radio, the Butt Broadcasting Group. The Point, 99.1 FM. Robin Valley Community Radio, 1610 in Omaha, AM 1610 in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm going to be talking about them in just a moment. Catnip Radio, meow. What was that? Oh my gosh, you're bright red.
I so wish everyone could have seen your face.
No, we are not a video cast. We are not a video cast. Slackin Radio, of course, Surge Radio, Bazoo Homegrown Radio, Radio Enigma, Jet City Radio, Ghost Radio Australia. Australia, mate. I don't know. I'm pretty bad at that.
You think?
Well, somebody had said when I was trying to do an impression of, what's her name? You know, call me now, lady. Miss
Cleo?
Cleo. When I was trying to do an impression of Miss Cleo, someone said I actually sounded more like a drunken leprechaun. So my accents just aren't quite there. But, you've got it. Ghost Radio Australia, welcome on board. And The Feed. The Feed is on board. Welcome all listeners of The Feed. I do want to talk about... We'll talk about this in a little bit. Because I've got... That's the conference thingy.
Oh,
so
okay.
Keep that handy. Because I do want to talk about Robin Valley Community Radio. When you're thinking, why is this paranormal? This is Ghostly Talk, and you should be talking about... Well, we should be talking about ghosts, but, that hardly ever happens now. But the... although last week was an all-ghost show. But the... No. This is paranormal-related. It's not ghost-related particularly, but it's paranormal-related. I was cruising through our own website, which is, of course, www.ghostlytalk.com, cruising through our own website when I happened to along the homepage.
Oh, well, imagine that.
Well, I didn't get there right away. I was digging and carousing through the forums and the journals and the blogs and all that stuff. So I'm carousing through all them, and somehow I got back to the homepage. I don't know how. And there, staring me in the face, was... a news article that Elmer had posted. I mean, Havoc. Havoc mm-hmm. is our news guy. And he goes through the internet once a day. And
through the entire internet?
The whole internet once a day.
He's a busy guy.
I know. And he finds things that he thinks may be of interest to Ghostly Talk listeners and us and the people who visit the website. And he puts a little blurb about them, and then he puts a link to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So a couple days ago, evidently, I found it yesterday, but whenever he did this, he put up a link, an interesting story on the ghostlytalk.com website. He had linked to a story on our friend Lauren Coleman's cryptomundo.com
mm-hmm.
website about a cryptid sighting in, guess where?
Tennessee? You said guess. I'm just
going to
guess.
Well, I said I'm going to be talking about Robin Valley Community Radio in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska would be my guess.
Yes, as a matter of fact, good one.
See how smart I am?
That's a good one, Bonster. The there was a cryptid sighting, evidently, in Omaha, Nebraska. And, of course, it hit Cryptomundo, because everything cryptozoological hits Cryptomundo. Lauren sees to that. And what happens is, because he's interested in all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
what happens is, I thought, well, I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to research this. I'm going to try and figure out what's going on with this cryptid sighting. So I read the article, and evidently, you know, some lady saw this creature and took some obviously very grainy photographs, because they're all grainy photographs.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, you know, you see, like, you go through wedding pictures or school pictures or pictures that you take on your camera, and they all look fabulous, you know. But for some reason, pictures of UFOs and pictures of, you know, cryptozoological beasts and things like that are all grainy and poor. Poor quality. Well, she somehow took a wonderfully poor quality photo of... She took several, actually. She took several photos of this cryptid, of this unidentified, as of yet, creature.
Mm-hmm.
So she took several photos of this thing. Only one example of which could I find on the internet. Of course, I didn't search very hard. But I did, you know, I you could kind of make it out. And people took it and they drew outlines around it and everything like that, which was pretty cool, so that you could tell what you're looking at or what they looked at. And it's definitely interesting. And then they're arguing, you know, is it a bobcat? It has a bobbed tail. Is it not a bobcat? Is it a dog? It looks like a dog. It looks like a mangy, mean dog. I don't know, but they're going on and on. And it's very interesting, and I love it. I absolutely love it. But, AM 1690 is Robin Valley Community Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why they're so important to this story.
Okay.
Our friends at RVCR, mm-hmm. Robin Valley Community Radio, it's actually, I'll have to look it up, the initials, it's like W something. Our friends at Robin Valley Community Radio are a mere 13.1 miles away from the cryptid sighting.
Wow.
13.1 miles away from the cryptid sighting. Now, here's the thing. All this great stuff is happening on the internet all the time. Right?
Right.
People are going out and about. People are doing things. People are seeing ghosts. People are capturing stuff on film. People are getting EVPs. All this great stuff is going on the internet just all the time. And it's extremely rare, including this case, that anything actually goes on near me. It all goes on elsewhere. In this particular case, though, I have to say, I am extremely happy that it happened so close to Robin Valley Community Radio.
Why?
Because at least somebody listening to the show is close to a cryptid sighting.
Okay.
And that excites me. I am excited about that. I'm jealous.
I love your logic, Doug.
I am excited, and I do hope the folks out there in Omaha listening, keep your doors locked, keep your blinds open, though, and keep your megapixel cameras handy, okay? Because I want to see a clear photo of this thing.
Not one taken with a camera made out of, like, an oatmeal box.
How do they make all the same thing with those, you know, those beheadings and all that stuff that happens over in
mm-hmm.
Iraq? How can you get your camera to film so poorly? That's my question. I can't do it.
I can't either.
Can't do it. I don't even know how. And yet they all do. They all have their cameras filming so incredibly poorly that, I don't know. It just upsets me.
Don't cry, Doug.
If I see a cryptid, or if I see a ghost, or if I see a UFO or something, and I take a photo of it and it comes out that bad, then maybe I'll be like, oh, I see. It's just something that happens.
Right.
Right. But right now I'm on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And from this perspective, these people either have things that were made in 1801. Or they haven't, like, maybe their camera's focusing just is broken, all of them.
That would be a very odd coincidence, Doug.
All right, I'll get off my pedestal.
Oh, no, stay on it. I like it.
I want to talk about Elmo.
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 Because Elmo is the man.
Yes. One of my... So we go from an Elmer posting to an Elmo event. Our field reporter in Houston, Texas, is Elmo. And he goes by the name of 8-Bit, which, of course, we've already discussed is the absolute best screen name on the planet.
Correct.
For geeks. And both Scott Ellen and myself are geeks.
And I can attest to that. Sorry. Love you.
And so Elmo went to the, he set up an event. He set up an event where folks got to spend the night on the tall ship Elissa. And boy, did I want to go.
I know you did.
I can't even tell you how much I tried to make that happen. And I tried and tried and tried and tried, and then I heard nothing. I told him, you know, oh, in the email, oh, I'm sorry, I absolutely cannot make it. There's, you know, too many things. I wish and wish and wish I could make it, but I can't. And so I got back a nice reply, you know. It was two words, I think. And, no.
Wow. That was heartfelt.
I think it was okay. No, no. I got back a nice reply and, you know, well, sorry you couldn't make it. You know, we'll try and set up more things. And good, because, evidently, what he reported on the ghostlytalk.com website in his journal was not only is it 130 years old, and not only were the storm clouds looming in the background, giving the masts and the hull and the, I don't know, sails or whatever that is there, an ominous, eerie feeling the entire night. But also, they heard knocks, whispers, rattles, bangs. They heard all kinds of stuff going on.
We should probably have them come on and do a field report on that, eh?
Well, I think that's a good idea. I think we'll end up having to do that.
I think it's a good idea.
Because I, and of course,
I want to hear if he wore mascara and a bandana or not.
Oh, did he dress up as a pirate?
Well, you know, he had mentioned something about it somewhere along the lines. I want to know.
Ahoy, matey!
And if he did, I want to see the pictures.
Well, that might have been a way to get, you know, to get the ghosts, if any, out and about. Dress like them and...
There you go.
Arg like them.
Arg like them? Oh, my...
I don't know. You know, I should log into the chat room.
An arg like them?
Yeah, this is getting it's getting more and more interesting. I think I will log into the chat room. No, normally I am in chat.
I think I have a bad influence on you when Scott's not here.
I don't even know how to log in the chat room. Does anybody know? Do you know? Oh, chat during live broadcast. Okay.
Wow. Have you been to the Ghostly Talk website ever? You just did it last week.
Yeah, I don't know my passwords.
I know. You had a hard time figuring it out last week.
Do you remember what I said it was?
No, you never said it was. You typed in like 45 different things and then finally went, oh, that's it.
Ah, okay.
So,
well, I found it out.
Unless it's, oh, that's it? No, I wouldn't know.
Oh, no, that's not it. I don't know. So anyway, the other things are, what about our plans for... This is another thing that happened this week. We were planning on going to Peru, Indiana. The 30th, the 1st, whatever, the 2nd of July.
Correct.
30th of June, 1st, 2nd of July.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't seem to be happening now because of me, right?
Yes, it's all your fault.
And I apologize for that. What were the hauntings? Do you remember?
Oh, geez. You want me to remember a few off of that entire page that we read of hauntings? Will had put out an entire page of things. Oh, I can't remember exactly what they were, Doug.
Well, I think there were enough to make us want to go.
Well, yeah. Apparently all of Indiana is haunted.
I'm pretty sure of that.
Now, apparently all of Michigan is haunted, but I'm pretty sure all of Indiana is haunted.
The Haunted Warren Winery and Haunted Warren, Haunted Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
So if all of Michigan is haunted, then all of Indiana has to be haunted. So.
I did manage to get into the chat room. I want to say hi to Nonlinear, Ghost of UK. Havoc, Homie3's in the chat room. He's got a special show coming up this month. He's producing another Prophecy Night. Jupiter Moon's in the chat room. Laura Moon's in the chat room. Marianne's in the chat room. Nathan, do you recognize that name?
No, I don't know who that is. Oh, hi, Nathan.
Prairie Ghost is in the chat room. Robin Valley's in the chat room. Ooh, and I just got done talking about them.
That was good.
I hope they didn't hear. Space Monk's in the chat room. Tom's in the chat room. Tushy Galore and Vlade is in the chat room. So if you go to our website, www.ghostattack.com, while we're live and click on the... I just did it, so I know this works. And click on the chat when live. It's in the links where you listen to the radio station. That it works, and you have to create a name or something, and it lets you in. And they're all talking about me. So
they're talking about you
and you.
What are they saying?
Tom wants me to give you a hug from him.
Aw, that's so sweet.
So, and 8-Bit's in the chat room.
8-Bit rocks.
I don't think he can actually listen to the station while he's in the chat room, but I bet he knows we talked about him.
He should.
I detect a presence.
Do you?
So I'm going to move over one chair.
I feel an ominous presence.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anna. Thank you very much about that.
You're welcome. I love you.
You guys sound how I feel.
Ghostly Talk is complete. We have Scott L. in studio.
Yeah,
Let's do this again. This is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Ah, excellent.
I'm trying to get here as early as I can. I swear to God, guys.
You did good.
You're doing fine.
You guys are going to love this. Every week, you know, we're doing this, you know, we have notes and stuff for the show, right?
Right.
And it seems like every week it's getting thicker and thicker.
From the liquor,
oh my gosh,
a lot thicker.
That's a book.
Well, no, we'll work this out later. This isn't a problem. Have we? What did I miss? What have I missed so far?
You missed absolutely nothing. We just we tried to remember all the words of "Mary Had a Little Lamb."
Okay, all right. That's a hell of a start for
and
a panel
then,
talk.
And yeah, Doug discussed all the reasons why he loves me.
Yes, we talked. Well, we talked about only the top 50.
Okay. Never mind.
Stop it.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, one of the reasons I love Bonnie is because she puts up with us. And she puts up with us on while we go to events.
A lot.
Specifically. And she put up with us at the CPRI Paranormal Conference in Virginia.
Yes.
And you did an admirable job. And I think you even probably had fun.
I had a lot of fun.
What are you two doing?
I'm moving tables around and stuff. We're just... It isn't like my usual like obsessive compulsive, you know, way of like, you know, doing the cable, so I'm trying to get used to this.
I was segueing perfectly.
I'm sorry.
I loved it.
I destroyed your segue. I apologize.
Well, let's see.
Keep going, man.
You can cut that part right out of the whatever. I'm going to... She puts up with us when we go out to these things. And she puts up with us on ghost hunts, and I don't know how she does it. Because
we are
a bunch of goofballs. It's just, I think it's a scientifically proven fact that we are a bunch of goofballs. One of the things that she's going to be doing for us is putting up with us, although this I think she might have ulterior motives, putting up with us when we go to the third annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
Oh, yes.
We're going to the third annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference the weekend of July 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
It's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Uh-huh. You arrive the 21st, the Big Bang Boom event, so the 22nd and the 23rd, y'all leave after breakfast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a lot of great people there. John Zaffis, of course, will be there. Vince Wilson will be there. George Hansen, Troy Taylor, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, of course. One of my favorites, Catherine Ramsland, and Ursula Bielski will be there. We will be there. Mark Nesbitt will be there.
Mm-hmm,
It's going to be totally insane.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is in...
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's her ulterior motive.
Oh,
her
ulterior
motive is that it's in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And, of course, how can you resist Gettysburg,
Pennsylvania? It's going to be a great event, you know, and we're talking about it every week for a reason here. It's because we want a lot of people to show up, and there's a lot of great people that you're going to get to listen to speak. at this event. You're going to learn a lot.
I don't think we've actually asked if anybody wants to go.
I'm not asking anybody. I'm telling them, dude. You need to go. All right? There's no courtesy here. I don't want
to. No. What I mean is I think that we just announce this stuff, and we don't ever say what we want. What I would like to see is I would like to see some of these events, the CPRI conference in Richmond, Virginia earlier this year.
Well,
the Eastern Paranormal Regional Conference, or Eastern Region Paranormal Conference in Gettysburg this year. And of course, the Mid-South, well, that's already huge. Never mind.
Yeah. Let me lay this stuff on you, though.
I think Keith called me one day and said, I have a really huge paranormal conference coming up.
Well, we got to meet Keith at the CPRI conference.
That was awesome.
And that was a total pleasure.
But yeah, he's got a big one. The Mid-South is
whenever,
I think it's big.
I can't think of Keith anymore. I can't. What? What are you giggling about? What's so funny?
Thought he made a face.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to listen to the archive to see why she made a face. I don't know.
I can't think of Keith. What's going on here? What am I missing?
Never mind. Just move past it. Just move past
it. Did I run the air too long today or something in the house here?
No, I made a movie.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. No.
Yes, you want to.
I actually put together an events list for the summer.
Ooh, an events list.
So I'm
do I get one in my packet?
Yeah, you have one in your packet also.
I have a packet?
See, I didn't have any time to arrange it, so on the break, we're going to arrange that. Get it all taken care of.
Okay, you'll have
that.
Too.
But in the meantime, well, of course, we've talked about the Eastern Regional
Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
Thank you, Bonnie. We've talked about that one. On top of that, we got an email, and I basically confirmed it for us, because, you know, these are like the greatest people in the whole world. Grimstone.
Oh,
our friends at Grimstone
excellent.
Are having, they're having a bit of a conference also in Ann Arbor.
Ann
Arbor, Michigan, on Saturday, August 5th, 2006.
About time one was close to here.
Well, yeah, Saturday, August 5th, 2006, Grimstone's having their own paranormal conference. What they're going to be doing is, basically, we're speaking there.
Wow.
I kind of confirmed that. I meant to talk to you about this after the show tonight, but what the hell?
So for their celebrity guests, they're having us?
No, there's other people that are going to be hanging out there,
good.
Too. I mean, it's been really cool.
I was going to say, that ain't
well, I just got this email from Charlotte this
we'll
week.
Get, like,
yeah, we'd love to come.
We'll get, my mom will be there.
Well, they're having one that's August 5th.
It's August 5th of 2000, this year?
Yeah, of this year.
I guarantee we can sell one ticket.
It begins at 1 p.m.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be held at the Best Western Executive Plaza in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We'll have more information on the website for that also.
Do we get a free room?
I don't know. I don't plan on staying the night there. It's not that far away.
No, that's true. Yeah.
I was planning on just coming back that night. On top of that also, see, I went through my email and I just pulled all these out because I wanted to get these all on the airwaves, kind of. Not kind of. I actually wanted to get them out on the airwaves completely. Mm-hmm. Crossroads Paranormal, first annual paranormal meet and greet is going on also.
We're going.
Okay. That's right
here. It's all over the Ghostly Talk website.
When is that?
That is Saturday, August 12th, 2006.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
can you go?
It's a week after. Can you go? I'll have to work it out.
We'll discuss it later.
I'm not saying I'm going to be at these things. I'm just announcing them. I mean, I this is a really cool event also. What do they got? Let's see here. I'll just read off the flyer that I have here. All Indiana paranormal groups and individuals are invited to attend this historic event.
Bummer. We're not from Indiana. We're Indiana because we go there a lot.
Well, yeah, I guess that would kind of like, you know, I think we're invited.
Honorary Indianans.
GLPR's Paranormal Picnic.
Okay.
Is going on also. August 26th. August is just chock full of paranormal.
Evidently.
Yeah, little get-togethers in Grand Haven, Michigan. We're getting more information on that. Tom, by the way, also, as far as in regards to the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference, Tom Matt from GLPR, I talked to him just a little while ago, and he confirmed he's going with us to Gettysburg.
Awesome.
So that's a big thing. I'm sure he's really happy. He's in the chat room, too. Great.
He's in the chat
Tom
room.
Rocks.
I'm going to hear about that later on. Let me see what else I got going on here. There is a lot of stuff going on. I'm just going through. I just did all this stuff today. Saturday and Sunday, September 16th and 17th, is the 5th annual Mothman Festival.
That's true.
We're going far out to the year here. We're going way far out. But I'm just kind of throwing these things out right now.
We should publish a public calendar.
We should.
We should.
Well, this is something I made for all of us, so we know what's going on so we can arrange our work schedules and whatnot. We have it all in our hands now. And last but not least on my list that I have right now, Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th, 2006, is the 2006 Mid-South Paranormal Convention. You mentioned that already.
There's actually three things in September. What was the third thing?
New York.
Oh, yeah, New York. That's, well, yeah, as far as our plans go.
The 9/11.
We were considering going there for right.
you go to Ground Zero for 9/11 for the...
Well, I want to meet Alex Jones, so I'm sure he'll be there somewhere.
He'll be there.
I'm sure he'll be there yelling at somebody in a bullhorn somewhere. So, yeah. I mean, I want to go hang out with him. But a lot's going on. This
I want to hang around with the...
the guys from Loose Change 9/11.
Loose Change 9/11.
Those great guys, too.
They were
for
awesome.
Sure. Yeah, they're the ones that invited us out.
Right,
so
exactly.
We totally want to work that out. But there's a lot going on. That's kind of like a glimpse right now as far as the summer's concerned. On top of that, other stuff that's going on, I'm trying to figure out. We have all this paperwork here. Oh, the banner contest. Tons of submissions already.
I want to see some of them.
You know, the other night you were here, and I'm like, I want to show them to you, and then we just kind of forgot about it. We'll do it tonight.
You know that thing that we have, that website thingy?
Well, here's my thing. Okay,
you can put up a private...
Well, no, I don't want...
Read-only...
Well, we could do that too, yeah. What I've been meaning to do is get all the submissions I have so far up on the server so I can start posting them in the thread, too.
Okay.
So that's something I need to take care of. Guys, the people who have submitted it so far, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. That's going to happen. I'll get that done this week. There's my deadline, which is a pretty big deadline, but I'll make sure I get that up this week for sure. For those of you who are not aware of this yet, hey, Doug, why don't you read this one as far as the banner contest goes?
Do I start at the top?
I don't care. Do whatever you want.
Banner contest. That's right. Another contest here at Ghostly Talk. This time around, it's going to be, quote, the Ghostly Talk banner contest, end quote.
I don't think he meant read it word for word.
Oh, okay. How about if I just give you the guidelines?
That's probably a good call.
The last day for submissions is July 2nd, so mm-hmm. that's coming up soon. The winner will be announced on July 9th. The banners are the standard, width and height, the 468 by 60, or 120 by 240. There's two categories. There's the 468 by 60 and the 120 by 240. You can do as many as you want in any combination, but there's two categories. So we're giving away two prize packages, one for the 468 by 60 category and one for the 120 by 240 category.
Oh, yeah.
The banners can be animated or non-animated.
Mm-hmm.
They must complement the color scheme of Ghostly Talk's website, which, of course, is all black and white.
Well, yeah. Some of the things that have been sent are just so cool. They are so cool.
And they have to include the following phrases in any order. Paranormal Talk Show. With Doug and Scott L., Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, EST. Other than that, the sky's the limit. Email the banner up to Scott L., and he'll post it in the thread.
Yep, Scott L. at ghostlytalk.com. Send them to me, and I'm going to start posting them up, like I said, for the people that have submitted so far. Thank you.
And if
really great work.
And if it's like any of the other ones, we're gonna wheedle it down to... a tiny little...
I'm hoping we can whittle it down to like 10.
And then everybody vote.
Then everybody will vote on the final 10.
So you guys are choosing the...
Yeah, that's what ultimately we want to do. Yeah.
The prizes, we're going to give out a Ghostly Talk t-shirt, of course, in your size.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A book from one of the many guests that Ghostly Talk has had on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A special edition Ghostly Talk window decal.
Mm-hmm. We only have a few more of those in stock,
each
and I want to give those
winners.
Away. I want to just give those away to people who do cool stuff like this for us. We really appreciate it. Why don't we take a quick break? We have a few things we need to hammer out, I think, because I just kind of blew in here. And we have, obviously, have we even discussed what's going on here tonight?
No.
This historic event that apparently it's supposed to be, from what I understand now, it's a grudge match we're going to have tonight. We're going to be all brawling it out
I've
on the phone
those.
Line. Yeah, I'm laughing about it. It's really funny, but what my vision was...
We're having a grudge match.
I don't know what we're going to... I guess we're going to argue.
This will be great.
It's going to be a half an hour or hour or 2 hours of, no, or whatever. I don't know. But we're going to have Dave from Darkness on the Edge of Town coming on the show, along with Todd Sheets from Nightwatch,
mm-hmm.
and then the wonderful Jay Scott from World of the Unexplained also. And it's going to be more or less just like a show of... shows.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do.
I
know we've been wanting to do something like this for a real long time. I'm really excited about that. A couple more things we want to cover the next half an hour, though. But before that, why don't we take a quick break? Doug, what do you think about that, man?
I think that's a great idea. So on the other side of this break, we've got a half hour of junk.
Yeah.
And then so totally. All of you downloading the archives, you can press stop
fast
now.
Forward. Yeah, fast
and,
forward to this
yeah,
part.
Yeah, go
man.
To the second hour.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, Tracy Allen McGee, founder of the Alternate Reality Center. We'd like to extend a personal invitation to all of the Ghostly Talk audience to come down and visit with us and the people of the past in Upper East Tennessee and Southwest Virginia on any of our 9 different walking tours. You can find out more about us at AppalachianGhostWalks.com, and we hope you're enjoying your time with Ghostly Talk.
TheAtlanticParanormalSociety.com, and you guys are listening to Ghostly Talk.
I hope. I sincerely hope.
Hope and pray.
And pray.
Yeah.
That one of you guys mentioned what today is.
No, we haven't.
We have not.
What kind of children are you?
I said it to him.
Who, him?
My father.
Oh, your father. Okay.
I wished my father a happy Father's Day.
But you have the power of radio.
And I wish every listener a happy Father's Day.
Yes, happy Father's Day to especially my father, Mr. Dad L.
Yes, happy Father's Day, Dad L.
And happy Father's Day, Dad S.
Yeah, well, Mr. Semig is definitely
and
one
if
of
you
those
guys
people up there.
Excuse me for a moment. I have to go make a phone call.
Oh, you forgot. You forgot Doug. Already. Doug.
I haven't talked to him much today. I have to
We discussed this earlier today.
I know. But that's okay.
Well, happy Father's Day to everybody. You've made your sentiment on the air, so that's pretty huge, Doug, I think.
I think so.
That's pretty huge. But
I think so.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It's Father's Day. What do you do on Father's Day besides me? Well, if you're me, you work.
Right.
Like an idiot. You go to work. But I know my dad enjoyed himself. He relaxed today and kind of kicked back and enjoyed himself. So I hope all the fathers out there were able to do that. Hey, I mentioned Father's Day, so what else? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we are just chilling out here. You know, we have a few minutes before we go into this battle royale, apparently. We're going to be this cage match. It's all good fun, man. I'm getting a kick out of it.
There are bulletins posted all over MySpace.
Yeah.
About the battle of the radio shows tonight on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
Why?
They're hilarious.
It's hilarious. I was cracking up reading them today. It was really, really funny. And, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun to do this sort of thing. You know, one thing I wanted to mention, though, also, you know, people, we've really been pushing this hard. We have this guy on staff that don't get paid, like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
But he is on staff. He's on the payroll, sort of. I guess you get your own payments out of this thing however you want. And one of those people we have on staff is Havoc, who is our news guy.
Who rocks.
Yeah, who totally rocks. And we talked a little bit earlier today, and he's like, hey, you know, I put up some new news. You might want to check it out. And I actually did. I checked out some of the news on the front page today, and there were some pretty interesting stories I wanted to just talk about really briefly.
Okay. I invited him to go to Gettysburg with us, too, by the way.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. I mean, everybody, as far as our crew is concerned, I guess the invite's out there. There's this confusion thing with our crew that they think they have to be formally invited, and it's like, no, you just tell us you're coming, and then you go with us.
Well,
it's
we
cool.
had discussed it last Sunday, so.
Okay, good, good. Well, one of these stories that Havoc posted up this week, which I thought was pretty cool, what I thought was rather interesting also, it's a nice short one, too. It's from the Moscow Times.
Okay.
of all the publications out there, he pulled this from the Moscow Times. And the heading is Ancient Hand Inspires Talk of Miracles.
Oh, yeah, that's the one of the John the Baptist or whatever, his hand
found. Yeah.
It's in a box, and they kiss the box.
Yeah, you want me to read this thing?
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to read it? You're gonna Well, thanks for the condensed version. Thanks for
Aren't you glad you printed that out, Scott?
You're supposed to. Well, you know, we did it right. We read the Cliff Notes version first, and then we actually read the book. Thousands of people, many of them old women wearing long skirts and headscarves, shaded themselves with umbrellas as they waited for hours Wednesday, this past Wednesday, to see and kiss a chest containing the purported right hand of John the Baptist.
Okay.
This has to be a Russian person, so how do you
That's
do a Russian?
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, yeah. You did a great job, Dylan. But no, there's another thing. There's a quote here, and I don't
know. You talk like you're having vodka.
Well, here, you do it. You read that
you
part.
You must
then.
Talk like
it. Yeah, that,
oh, right. Here we go.
Okay, right there.
Now, remember, I'm really, really
I think it's a woman. I think it's a woman, too.
That's the same thing in Russia.
Okay, all right, cool, all right.
It's not every day.
Oh, boy.
I have Russian friends that are going to love
Yeah, they're
going
to. They're gonna...
It's not every day that they bring something so holy to Moscow. Svetlana? Oh, yeah. Whoops.
We're dead.
Svetlana, call me.
Well, we thought we had peace negotiations going on with Russia, but apparently we're going to wreck that for the whole country. Sorry, everybody.
I'm sorry, Svetlana and Russia. It's not every day they bring something so holy to Moscow. Svetlana, Chasova said. Standing near the head of the line at 1 p.m., Chasova 31. Oh, great. Call me. And most
she's
of her,
probably hot. I know. She's probably smoking hot.
And most of her family had been waiting to get into Christ the Savior Cathedral since 6 a.m. Her husband had to give up earlier and go to work.
Mm.
Well, that's a good idea. Oh, she's married.
Mm. Oh, she's married?
Oh, well.
Well, no, you can
never mind. I don't want your husband to call me.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah.
Boris.
I don't know if you want to God, you're going to get a... God, man, these broad generalizations.
I am in such a really interesting...
He is feisty
I
today.
I am feisty today. I'm ready for the SmackDown.
Well, I think you're going to get the SmackDown.
Yeah, I know.
From me and Scott, but...
Well, I'm... Well, okay, I think you did a very fine job on it. I think you did a very... I mean, apparently my... I mean, whenever I try to impersonate somebody, it always comes out sounding like... What did people say?
I don't know, but when my you French impersonate accent, me, you go deeper than what you normally
Well, I impersonate...
Oh,
yeah.
French accent.
Yeah, well, I impersonate you and Ambrose the same way, pretty much. I figured that out, that you both talk like this, you both talk like this.
That's
so.
Not how you did it during the bridge incident.
How did I do on the bridge incident? I don't remember. What was that?
You were... Drop your voice about 2 octaves lower than what it is right now.
Okay.
And then go, and then say, what do you mean?
What do you mean? How are we going to...
You hardly have that low of a voice. I don't know where I got that one from.
But that's every time you imitate me, you drop your voice.
I don't remember doing
what
that.
You were what you were attempting to do is you were attempting to... And you exaggerated the difference between Bonnie's voice and a little girl's voice.
Oh,
because
okay.
It was a little girl's voice that we had on tape.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what I tried to do is make... Well, your voice was lower.
Doug tries to give you an excuse, but you've done it on more than just that occasion.
Well, we're referring to the EVP we picked up on.
Yes.
The world famous EVP.
There's a great distinct difference between my voice and that little girl's
voice. Oh, absolutely.
And Bonnie also has the memory of a digital audio tape.
Obviously.
Me and my cold black
heart. Oh, yeah. See what we mean?
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you have a very nice voice, Bonnie.
I love you, Scott. It's okay. I know it's all in fun.
You have a wonderful voice.
We have another article.
Oh, yeah. You want to read this?
That was his segue.
You seem awful excited.
That was my segue.
Well, did you read that? You can give us the quick note to this one, too, if you want.
I looked at that one.
Did you look at this one?
I looked at it. I don't remember all of it other than she
okay.
did what the headline said.
Psychic bilked Lovehorn out of...
Lovehorn?
Lovelorn.
Oh,
I even have my glasses on too right now.
Yes,
the worst
you do.
Part.
You
want to read this thing? You want here, Bonnie? This is your. You work it out. You nail it. I'm going to sit here and.
I want it in a German sleep. Accent.
Psychic built.
It's the same as a Russian accent, I thought.
Oh yeah, they're so similar.
Psychic built Lovelorn out of $30,000. Cops say the 22-year-old woman stood in the shower, rubbing grapefruits, oranges, and soap all over her cursed body in what a local psychic said would help save a deteriorating relationship.
Ooh.
Another woman, coming off a divorce, ended up sleeping with $3,000 cash, candles, ribbons, and a grapefruit under her bed.
Mm.
Together.
What's the citrus?
I don't know. Citrus is good.
The citrus psychic.
Apparently.
Call now. 1-900-LEMON. The hell?
Together, the two women lavished the seer with more than $30,000 in cash, watches, clothes, and furniture in an attempt to remove curses that she said had been passed on by their mothers, authorities allege.
Mm.
Do you want me to read further?
Keep going. Yeah, I want to hear more about this.
Okay. Tammy Mitchell, 41, of Broadway, was charged Thursday with theft by deception for conducting what authorities said were elaborate scams on the two women, who went to the self-proclaimed gypsy after seeing the advertisement for Anne Marie ESP.
Despicable.
Very much.
Yes.
The younger victim first visited Mitchell at her condo in November for a $65 reading, said Police Detective Sergeant Norman Saunders, telling the woman she was cursed. Mitchell embarked on an elaborate scam to fleece her, he said.
Mm.
She told her she would never be happy, never be lucky in love, Saunders said.
I'll tell you that for free.
Because it doesn't exist. Oh, anyways. Shall I continue?
This is a definite picking up segment here, I'm telling you.
Do not continue. I don't want to hear anymore. What's the next article?
I only pulled two.
That's just the dumbest article.
Well, it is. That's why I thought it was so funny. I got a kick out of it.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
There are reputable psychics.
Absolutely.
There are people with gifts. And
there's a lot of them. Out there.
And I know one. I mean, I absolutely guarantee that the psychic that I know and who's been on our show before, mm-hmm. Kelly McLeod, knows things that she should not know. She gets it from midair.
And
I guess.
She's not trying to.
And she's not fleecing anybody.
She's people blind.
Right. She tells you, you know, what her fees are, and that's because she has bills.
Oh,
she's got to, you know, have a storefront. She's got to have products and stuff like that in order to make it in the business side. But on the psychic side, I really wholeheartedly believe her. I've seen it demonstrated over and over again. And though we don't talk to anymore, I do see that she's got a gift. And I believe this. I don't know how. I don't know what the explanation is. I don't think she knows what the explanation is other than what she feels and what she receives and, you know, through her senses. But the it could be as mystical and magical as, you know, a David Blaine thing or from Mind Freak. The guy from Mind Freak thing. It could be, you know, something, you know, that there is a mechanism, but I don't know this, but I do know that she has some kind of connection with something, and she has proven it to me over and over again.
Absolutely.
She is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are others who we've had on the show who appear genuine and who did not ask for money and didn't try to bilk anyone as far as we know. And I think that there are genuine folks.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Oh,
but just like in everything else, there are going to be people who take advantage
absolutely
of other people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's related. It happens by lawyers. It happens by the government. It happens by police officers and things like that. Does that mean, well, forget the lawyer part and forget the government part? But does that mean every police officer is bad? No,
absolutely
not. No, there's a tiny itty bitty tiny little fraction that have, you know, gone to the dark side or what have you. Tiny little itty bitty fraction, and they've got.
Sorry, go ahead.
And they have, they have to set up, special tribunals and things like that for that to help clear that out. Well, the psychic industry doesn't have that kind of thing. They can't set up a tribunal and take away your psychic license because there is no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they end up getting in trouble with the law, and then it becomes this big news headline. And it's the same thing I have going on with the Ouija board stuff. You hear the bad stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
You hear the bad stuff. For those two people who that lady fleeced, okay, how many thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people have been helped by genuine psychics? Do you hear that?
No, of course you don't, because that doesn't draw headlines. That doesn't draw people to read your publication. We both know that. We've been through that a thousand times. You know how many times we've had a chance on this show? I mean, let's be very honest here for a second. Do you know how many times we've had a chance on this show to, like, really maybe excel, push ourselves forward and maybe make ourselves more popular by doing something we didn't agree with?
It happens all the time.
As far as stirring up some type of proverbial stuff that comes out of your bottom, right? Okay. As far as stirring the pot, yeah.
That comes out of your bottom?
Well, it depends on where.
All right.
I don't want to get into this. The point is that we've had a lot of chances ourselves to do that here on the show. We won't do it.
Right.
We refuse to do it. Because we're like, no, since day one we came out with this show, and we said we're going to do this. We're going to be very honest about what we've done, what we do, and the people we have on this show, too. And a lot of times we know that that is not the most exciting thing in the world. Well, 4.5 years later, we're still doing it, so we're doing something right, I think. I'm happy about that. I'm happy there's always going to be that element, especially when you deal with the media and stuff like that. we're in the media, and we're bombarded
well,
with
we're
it.
We're the
time.
Independent media. Well, I think it's quite different.
It is. It is, because you do have a lot of freedoms you don't have.
Right.
When you're, you know, if you're being paid and all this fun stuff, and you have to answer to people.
You can't say bad words.
No. We have before. I mean,
we did before we were on the air, but now we're on the air and we can't do that anymore. And there are some things that we have to live up to. Mm-hmm. We also have to provide some kind of usefulness as well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, stations will stop carrying us. And and I'm hoping that, that we're doing that by by talking about ghosts like we did last week and by talking to other paranormal radio show hosts like we are this week. I'm hoping we're providing a value, a value-added service, let's say.
Yeah, well, no, and, I think that's what I hope we do here.
Right.
I hope we do get
some but we're
kind of
not,
stout.
Right, I don't see us...
well, we've always
propelling ourselves into the limelight.
Well, I've watched a lot of people.
Crossroads in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to do that.
But I've watched a lot of people do that in this field. I've watched, I'm not going to name any names,
right.
But I've watched a lot of people do that, and we're all... And Doug and myself sit here and just scratch our heads and go, oh, my God, can this be any more blatant? People enjoy it. Okay, have fun with it. Enjoy it whatever way you want. We don't do that here. We've made that statement over and over again that, you know, when we went on a ghost hunt, have we ever been attacked by a demon or anything like that?
Nope.
No, we never have. We come on here. We talk about the stuff we've done with, you know, with whatever.
I've been attacked by Bonnie.
Well, and that's close to a demon.
It's close.
It's very close to a
not
demon.
Not quite the same thing.
Apparently, I have the same voice as a demon.
Yeah.
Is that how a demon sounds?
Yes, I sit in the corner of the room and go, get out.
That's what you do when we come over to your house.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yes.
She just runs in the corner, goes speedle. She goes speedle, puts her corpse paint on, and then starts trying to get us to leave. But no, that's you know, as far as this article is concerned, I thought it was really funny. But you're totally right on all those points, Doug. That there are way more.
When I look at an article, I usually end up resenting the fact that it got, you know, submitted.
Oh yeah.
Because usually it's all you know like this. This it's just more negativity about the tiny little percentage of people who are. You know, taking advantage of other people. And and it's like, okay, you know, it must be hip and sexy to report that now again. But, no.
Well, now I feel bad for reading it, Doug. You're killing
no,
me.
No, hip and sexy is like, and I talked about an article earlier, Scott L., that you missed. And you didn't print it out either. It's the one on Cryptomundo about the cryptid sighting in Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
And I talked about that, and that I think was very... real and genuine. I don't think the lady made it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, and I don't think Lauren Coleman was wrong for posting it on Cryptomundo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs to be there, and that photo needs to be analyzed. It needs to be looked
it's
at.
It's a very interesting photo. I looked at it myself.
I think she needs a 3.1 megapixel camera, but, you know, you can't have everything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I think that, you know, there is a lot of news like that is just phenomenal. And, and Havoc's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. Thanks, Havoc. And
looking through
really
the
cool
internet
articles.
every single day and posting
trying to
the
find
best.
Interesting stuff to talk about.
The best of the best.
Very cool. Why don't we take another quick break? Because we have to get this thing set up now.
Yeah.
We need to get this thing set up because this is going to be quite a little. You said earlier this week we talked, and I'm like, okay, Doug.
Well.
Is it going to work?
It should.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Now, you said with full confidence, you're going to be like, there will be no problems whatsoever. There's no need to do anything. It'll work perfectly. That's it. And you said it with that low voice.
Apparently,
right.
He goes deeper with everyone.
Yeah, even me.
Oh,
of course, I'm a guy, so it don't matter. But still, let's do it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will have, hopefully, if everything does work, I mean, I'm confident that everything will work. And we will have on the line with us David Schrader from Darkness in the Edge of Town, Jay Scott, of course, from the World of the Unexplained, and Todd Sheets of Night Watch, all super powerhouse, independent, and otherwise shows. And they'll be with us talking, hopefully, about paranormal stuff. And
oh, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff.
Everything else after this.